Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The same thing we do with our guys. I mean, you know, Cheeto's been the same thing. We've had that same conversation, same question when he came in. It's very similar, those two guys. They're highly talented guys that have had to unfortunately deal with some injury woes, you know. And, obviously that's the upside for us, that we want to get those guys healthy and rolling.
John Harbaugh talking about how to maybe limit or get past Jair Alexander's injury issues. We documented it last segment. He's missed a lot of games in the last 4 years. Say 1 year was healthy. The other three, not good. He mentioned Tadobe Awuzie as well, having some injury issues. And obviously, they'll have a plan. We'll see if these guys can duck the injury bug.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hate on their approach to this whole thing. I just don't buy the group of, I just wish they felt the same way about, and I know you can't have everything, but I wish they felt the same way about the edge as they do the back end.
It's how they've been doing it for years though.
I understand that. And tell me how many championship games and Super Bowls they've won.
I'm with you. But they don't pay for pass rush. They did at least use a premium draft pick with Mike Green, you know, in the second round on an edge rusher, which that was the first time in a little bit. But that's just how they do it.
For what it's worth, and I'm with you, like I would go spend money on Jadeveon Clowney as well. And signing Alexander should not preclude that. But I think they would say we used a third-round pick last year on Adisa Isaac. He was hurt a year ago. Some of these guys on their roster have to play special teams. Obviously, Alexander and Awuzie are not going to play special teams. If you sign Clowney, he's not going to play special teams. So they do love to lean into cheap labor. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it, but some of these guys are going to have to play teams. And Isaac, a third-round pick a year ago, if he's healthy, he's going to play teams.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, there's going to be a lot. I think there'll be plenty of linebackers playing teams.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many besides Roquan Smith that could be on the field a whole lot.
Yeah.
But they'll be playing teams.
Buchanan's going to play teams. I assume that
Jake Hummel.
Yeah. Well, they signed him to play teams. Yeah. So
Trent Simpson.
Trent Simpson's going to play some teams.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
The Ravens have some a competition at guard. Harbs, what's the current competition look like at the offensive guard position?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You're kind of asking me to like put it on the scale. I mean, you know, in one sense. You know, every job is open. You know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen the next day. You got to be ready for every possibility. And competition is what the NFL is all about. You know, it's what sports is all about, competition. So everybody's always competing every day. But those are two of the positions that are, that I kind of think I got a pretty good idea that the guys that you saw out there today are in the lead, you know, and they've especially Daniel. You know, he had the most experience last year, so he did a nice job. Really played well as the season went on. And then, you know, when Voorhees got his chance, I mean, he looked really good too in that one game, in the Browns game. So, but, you know, they know they got to play well. You know, standard will be very high, but we expect them to play up to it.
Falele and Voorhees, leaders in the clubhouse at guard at the moment. That's a roundabout way of saying that.
Yeah. I would say the NFL, yeah, all about competition. Also all about nepotism and cronyism. Like, who was your daddy and who's your agent? That doesn't hurt either.
No.
Bobby D didn't play that game, though.
No, he did not. No, he didn't. He did not.
Not only did he not play it, he railed against it every chance he got, which probably led to him not getting past like pro personnel director.
Yeah, I may have slept in your office for a few years, but I'm not hiring this dude.
Oh yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Did all the work for Jerry Angelo. Jerry Angelo took credit for the stuff that worked and blamed Bobby for what didn't. And didn't, instead of trying to help him get jobs, said, oh, you know, this guy's a little fiery. He doesn't really bite his tongue. Doesn't really play the game.
Does he talk like that?
Google it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his voice, verbatim. I thought he was in the room.
See, I'm sure there's clips of Jerry Angelo when he was a GM.
Jerry Angelo was in the room.
I'm sure there are clips of him when he was Bears GM floating around the YouTubes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kyle Hamilton spoke yesterday.
Maybe we can get him on You Want to Bet.
Yeah. Next show.
Where can you find it?
YouTube.com/@wantabet with us.
I'm not going to ask Ben because I don't know what's he's going to say.
Don't let Ben get very fired up promoting Wantabet.
Yeah. Wow. Kyle Hamilton.
Got to have a quick trigger finger when you ask Ben about Wantabet.
Made that mistake yesterday. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton spoke yesterday. What about his relationship with rookie Malachi Starks?
I mean, I feel like in camp it's going to be a big thing because there's so much you're doing every day. You know, everybody's messing up every day. Everybody's making good plays every day. So, watching that stuff on a daily basis, it's kind of hard now. People in and out, 2 days, mini camp. But I think I'll probably talk to him, and we'll do not just me and Malachi, but everybody in the DB room, defense. We'll have group stuff going on so we can all be on the same page.
Two very good athletes, two very smart guys on the back end of that defense with Starks and Hamilton.
I can't wait to see how these guys are deployed. And just sort of how this all plays out. It's hard not to be incredibly bullish on the potential of these two to allow the other to flourish and sort of be the yin to the yang.
Yeah, I think getting Kyle Hamilton back to the playmaking ability that he showed in 2023, that's got to be a high priority for them. And that's why we were talking last week, maybe sprinkle some money on a future. It was plus 5,000 last week for Hamilton to win Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm not mad at that at all, bro.
No.
Kyle Hamilton talks about the off-season additions to the team.
I think people kind of play into the, you know, every off-season there's some moves made, and I think people read a little bit too much into it. I think we still have our guys here and got a lot of talent that we retained and brought in. Obviously, we just got Jair, but I was just talking to Coach Harbaugh, like, just these 2 days, you can kind of see the trajectory that we think we're on. And still a lot of work to be done, obviously, and going to continue throughout the season. But, I mean, we're off to a great start. Seems like we're playing 12-on-11 out there sometimes. No offense to the offense, but they'll probably have a different answer to that. But I think we're clicking really well right now, just clean up the little mistakes.
Kyle Hamilton, very bullish on this defense, which, let's face it, stunk for the first at least 6 weeks of last year.
Yeah. He's seen in his brief time here this defense go through, you know, several sort of metamorphoses from the sort of surge under McDonald post Roquan. There were struggles before that sort of mirrored his own career introduction. And he's seen this thing at an absolute elite level. And then, obviously, through 10 games last year was something else. So, like, what he studied on film when he was drafted versus what he got into versus what he became versus what the defense regressed to versus the different things he was asked to do. He's kind of seen a fair amount in a little bit of time.
Absolutely. And this defense is going to have to hit the ground running to start the year when you're thinking about going to Buffalo, taking on the Lions, going to Arrowhead, C.J. Stroud coming to town, Stafford and the Rams. They're facing some quality offenses early, so the defense can't afford the horrible start that they had last year.
Marlon Humphrey spoke yesterday, and he talks about the Jair Alexander signing.
I asked him if he deleted Instagram because I was going to DM him. We talked a little last year when we had the joint practice, but then I couldn't find him on Instagram. So I asked him, did he delete his Instagram? And he said yes. So yeah, but yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think we did kind of speak on teaming up last year, but obviously, you know, he was like, I'm here. And I was like, oh, I'm probably not leaving here either. So it ended up working out, but really excited. I think you can, a quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is, we got too many corners that can cover. So I think that's a great problem to have, and really excited to for that addition.
Marlon, priorities, first and foremost, Instagram, but then the football part of it. He likes having Jair Alexander in the room.
It is interesting, though. There was a little moment there where he kind of waxed a little reflective about his standing with the organization and how at one point it might have been a little nebulous, and now
barbershop a year ago.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, it was where we thought he was headed.
Yeah. That's exactly. We thought he was headed.
Thought he was headed. Headed. He avoided it.
Then he had arguably his best season. He went from
just outside the barbershop to the penthouse.
Yep. It's amazing how things can change in 1 year's time. Because he was on that Ronnie trajectory. And Ronnie changed it too.
Yes, he did.
He went from barbershop to getting himself a nice little extension.
Third contract.
Want to hear one more from Marlon?
Sure.
Talks about how he thinks Jair will fit on this team.
Pretty good. Just talking to him, he's excited to work. I know Lamar loves him. And my college DB coach was coaching him at Green Bay. So he had talked to, he said we're very similar, which is, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Someone being similar to me. So I think he'll fit in well. I don't think it's hard to fit in here.
Marlon bullish on it. And obviously, just for people who may not know, Jair did not practice yesterday, but he was there and he was on the field. And you could see people picked up seeing him talking to people on the sidelines during practice, Marlon being amongst them.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be – I'm not worried about any problems integrating this guy into the group. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
It's not going to be abstain like a Raven last year.
It's not going to be an Eddie Jackson situation.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Eddie Jackson allegedly berating some coaches because he was a little delusional about who he was. Alas, Ravens now have some time off until training camp. Rookies report July 15th. The Vets got to be there by the 22nd, which will sneak up on me, I'm sure.
It always does.
Yes. Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, and what you got?
One of my friends was at the game last night, and there have been over...
Did he survive? I mean, I heard it was hot. He's okay?
He's fine.
He didn't need
an
IV after from, having to cheer in the heat?
There have been over 450 instances in the modern era of an MLB team allowing 8 or more runs in an inning to open the game scoring. Only one of those teams allowed no runs or hits the rest of the way. And that was the Rays last night. So that was a gut punch.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's the Elias way, baby.
That was a gut punch of a loss. And asking the question today, 410-583-1057, what is the worst loss that you have been to watching your team choke it away like last night, or just a buzzer beater or whatever? What is the worst loss that you have attended? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just on the fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TAM, and the floor is yours.
Last night was a total gut punch loss for the Orioles. You jump out to the 8-0 lead, and then you're outscored 12-0 in a 12-8 loss. And it had to be even worse if you were there, like one of my friends. So asking the
in
people, 410-583-1057.
He knew everybody else there.
Yeah. What is the worst loss that you have ever seen in person? And two jumped out to me quickly. I was at game two of the 2014 ALCS, and granted, all four of those games.
I was at game one, and that wasn't there. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, I was at one and two.
Lost in extra
innings.
One
is the blown save.
Yeah.
And then Bud Norris did not have it in that game two, but then the Orioles came back. And
the amazing thing about Bud Norris is that, in hindsight, that he ever did have it.
Yes.
That there was actually a period of time where he had it.
Well, he has the last win, right, in Orioles postseason history.
Yeah,
Detroit. Yeah, in Detroit. But then they ended up blowing it in the ninth inning, gave up two runs there, and then one for the Ravens, where I remember it hits deeper when you're young and you're a kid. It was 2008 Ravens-Steelers game, and that was the game where Santonio Holmes had that catch right at the goal line falling in. Ben Roethlisberger extended that play. That eighth grade Tim was very upset with that loss there. Heck, one we were at recently was the buzzer beater against Michigan State. That was the first buzzer beater I've ever seen in person.
I got a couple. So 97 playoffs against the then Indians. Yeah. Messina throws a gem and they can't score any runs. I know Alomar gets thrown out of third. They try a bunt and they ran the wheel play, got him, and Benitez gives up the home run.
Commando.
That one stings. 2019 playoffs against the Titans.
Yeah, that
locker room was a morgue afterwards.
And then, that was bad.
Yeah,
Bob.
And the AFC title game, obviously, against the Chiefs, because you're sitting there going, in real time, you're watching the game, you're going, why aren't they trying to run the football? The Chiefs seem to be daring them to run the football. But those kind of stand out right now.
I was at two of those three that you mentioned. One as a fan and one in media as a media member. The thing that immediately jumped out to me when you put this in the rundown, though, was, I mean, I was at the the Brady
Falcons Patriots.
Yeah, like I mean that you talk about 28-3 comeback, whatever you want to call it, however you want to frame it.
Yeah.
And sitting there watching it with Disco Prisco, who, by the way, was like the biggest Matt Ryan guy in the world. So nobody was happier at halftime than Disco Prisco. Like, he's thinking, my boy's going to get in the Hall. This is going to help him get in the Hall of Fame. And we're, like, going back and forth. And then, like, to be able to razz him in the press box while this whole thing crumbled. And I'm not a big Kyle Shanahan guy. So watching him pee down his leg, that was something.
Belway Ben.
Yeah, I was at the Ravens Bengals, 2017 when Boyd caught the touchdown pass. Boyd. Freezing cold.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And I was also at the Saints game the next year, 2018.
Missed
Justin
extra
Tucker.
Point.
Missed
extra
point. Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phones. Chef is in Baltimore. Chef, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing?
What's up,
and
man?
Jason and,
hey there.
And Jason and Ken. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I want to say probably one of the worst losses was my cousin. We were undefeated going to Ravens games, and it was the Bengals, I think 2021, when they destroyed our secondary.
Oh, yeah. Jamar Chase went nuts.
Jamar Chase, everybody was missing tackles.
Was that the bloodbath game?
That was bloodbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, when fans were leaving out like early at halftime. That
was that the
horrible.
One where like they threw like a bomb to Mixon or something? They were already up a million points it's like, let's get this guy.
Because they were getting revenge for the Ravens run all over
them.
It was a bad home game. It was the first official loss, you know, I've seen in person with the Ravens. And can I just say, it's like a tie. Close second was when we played Miami. I think it was 2023. We were up. Bateman had a great
A good call.
And then they came back and won late in the fourth. So, those two were the
best. That's a good call. That was when they were leading.
Yeah. Marcus Peters yelling at Kyle Hamilton.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
No, that was rough. 410-583-1057. You can also text in, too.
I got one. Now, I don't remember a lot of the game because I was 8 years old, but I was at game 7 of the 79 World Series with my dad. They were up 3-1 in that series, and the Pirates came back and beat them. And I the only memory I have is being in the car crying on the way home because I'm 8 years old and the Orioles lost the World Series. But that was brutal.
Yeah, no, for sure. 410-583-1057 if you want to text in, and we'll get it in before the end of the show.
I feel like I was at a blast loss to the Cleveland Force in like the East. I think they still won the series. But I can remember. I'm pretty sure I have to go try to find it now. It blew like a 3-goal lead, I think, to the Cleveland.
Was that Stan Stamankovic? Mike Stankovic?
I think it was a little after Stamankovic.
Maybe
but
Paul
Stankovic
Kitson?
Would have still been there. Yeah.
What about any of your games watching the CCBC Essex?
Yeah,
Sonny Askew.
Losses for Sonny?
You don't come back on Sonny Askew. If you knew anything about Highlandtown, Bone, you know that's a stupid question.
Yeah, well.
Huh?
I've asked worse.
You asked the great Johan Cruyff, one of the 5 greatest players in the history of the game. Ask him what it was like to practice against Sonny Askew with the Washington Diplomats.
DC Diplomats, bum.
Let's grab a couple more. Joe is an Arbutus. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Left him speechless.
Yeah, I know.
How you doing, guys? My biggest disappointment in Baltimore sports history was Christmas Eve, 1977. Lost to the Raiders in double overtime.
Mm-hmm. Goes to the post.
Yep. That game broke my heart. I still think about it today. I got many of the Ravens, of course, the AFC Championship game the year before last, and last year's Buffalo. Many Ravens games. I love the Ravens. The Orioles, I got some many disappointments with them, too. But that Colts game is my biggest disappointment. And Baltimore sports history.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call.
My dad was at that game. I was not because he told me there was a minimum age requirement to go to football games because of the violence. And, of course, it's as a 6-year-old, I believed him.
Yeah, I was 3.
Yeah.
So I was not at that one.
Yeah. I started going the next year, and they never went to the playoffs again. So they might have
been
my fault.
Going in 79, and they were no bueno.
No good. And Burt Jones gets hurt in the preseason, and the whole thing goes sideways. And next thing you know, they're in Indianapolis. Alas. Coming up next, back to the Orioles. What a loss last night. That was fun, but
epic.
All the young dudes, and it's time for this team to get younger because they should be trading some of these veterans. Take a look at the way the Orioles should be handling the trade deadline next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here on the Fan. Liftoff has taken on a bit of a different meaning of late as pitching staff saw some liftoff yesterday between the starter and the bullpen. Yennier Cano, that ball's still going. Alas, they lose 12-8. This team is closer to the bottom of the league than the top, and the trade deadline is looming. And we talked yesterday a little bit about the Athletic put out a big board, and this is what the industry thinks of guys that could be traded. And Cedric Mullins is number three on their list. Only one of their outfielders ahead of him, and that's Jarren Duran. We don't know if he's getting traded. You've got Zach Eflin at 9 overall. You've got Ryan O'Hearn at 14 and Ramon Urias at 29. They gave all four of those guys green lights, saying they're likely to be traded. The Orioles should be getting to work sooner rather than later.
I really hope that, you know, they're doing the right thing, but that's a leap of faith for me because I have never liked the run-up to a trade deadline. Even the year they should have traded Mancini a year before they did. And then when they did trade those guys, they messaged it so poorly to their team that they almost did more damage than long-term help. And then obviously the last two have been complete and utter unmitigated disasters that you could see in real time were disasters. So, you know, the idea that he's going to be able to handle this much on his plate at the same time he's preoccupied with trying to keep his job and keep his cronies' job and curry favor with an owner who he had spewing ridiculous talking points at Davos, Switzerland about a non-existent salary cap and what a genius Mike Elias was. Like, there's a lot going on here, and not all of it, and frankly not enough of it for my liking, has to do with making this team better and fixing their doing triage on the bevy of mistakes and damage that they've already done to this roster. And I think they're preoccupied with optics, and they're preoccupied with their standing in the industry, and they're preoccupied with what the media says and writes and comments about them. And they're not particularly good at their jobs. In fact, at the major league level, they suck at their jobs. So you're telling me that they're going to be able to handle all this? I'm telling you, I doubt it. I'm telling you, the fact that other teams have already traded their best player and moved $300 million contracts in a climate where there's more buyers than ever because bad teams are still alive and nobody else is should be actively shopping their center fielder right now, right? Because for them, Durant isn't even really the first-choice center fielder. He's more of a corner guy. You don't get starting everyday center fielders at the trade deadline, especially not top 10 ones. I say you want me to start thinking differently of them? Then let me see them truly change their spots and do something now before the market starts getting picked apart.
We know that this is a very analytically driven front office, and you can't run from the numbers in terms of the playoff projections at this point. What's it at now? 5%, 4%?
I think
whatever.
It was a little over 5% going into yesterday.
Like, follow the numbers, because that's what you do. That's what 2022, that's what got you in trouble, saying that, hey, our numbers say we have no shot at making the playoffs, and that's why you traded Lopez and Mancini. So it's about getting out in front of it at this point. And we asked Tony Gwynn Jr. what he would do. He agreed with us, saying that, like, get on it. Trade a Cedric Mullins. You just saw Devers get traded earlier this week. You can consummate major trades despite being more than a month out from the deadline.
Well, and look, some people want to, you know, they went on a little bit of a run, and the pitching, as we documented, was doing extraordinary things. You had a 17-game stretch where they had a 2.5 starters ERA. That was not going to continue.
And the bullpen was unhittable.
And the bullpen was unreal, and that was going to regress. And we still know that the lineup is incredibly volatile and hit or miss. And they dug a monstrous hole. And unfortunately for them, now that they're playing better ball, well, guess what? So is Toronto, so is Tampa, so is Boston, and New York's fallen back from the pack. But New York got so far ahead of you that forget about it. It was not going to be about the division. If anything, it was going to be about a wild card. And so now you're still telling me that they're going to find a way to be better than three other teams in their division just to finish second in division and try to get a wild card? That's not happening. And over there, especially, they know in their calculators, in their algorithms, they know it's not happening.
I don't want to get too off topic, but are you shocked at the way Toronto's playing of late?
Like, yes.
They've sneaky. They're two games out of first place at the moment.
You're not passing all those teams. And even as they were getting a little hotter, the Jim Duquettes of the world and the Bowdens of the world, and we have on regularly, were like, no, they've got to sell. And they both said they need help selling.
Yeah.
That they should bring someone from the outside to who has been a winning GM before to help them sell in a way that positions them to make this a blip and not a hemorrhage. So color me a skeptic when it comes to them, again, knowing how to manage a major league roster and doing what's right for the short and long term. And I would say again, like, everybody, for the most part, who they loved as a prospect got here later than they should have. Let's look at one of these young outfielders. Like, let's go.
Love to see Dylan Beavers up here.
I want to see Dylan Beavers before I see O'Neill.
That would be nice. Well, when the hell are we seeing Tyler O'Neill again, though?
I mean, I hope he's on the 60-day IL. But if I've got to watch that crap that I watched yesterday where a guy gets an 8-run lead who they gave up two everyday major league players for who are controllable for years, and I got to watch him get an 8-run lead and he can't get 8 outs, but you're telling me that Chase McDermott, it would be a disaster to let him pitch every 5 days. Stop. Stop. Stop making it about your boy and who's your flavor of the week and what you're trying to make yourself look smart to the owner by doing. And start prioritizing what it's going to take to evaluate your system. Start evaluating more of them at the major league level, because you already foobarred this season. And be prudent about what it's going to take to move forward in a positive direction.
Well, if you have aspirations of having a bounce back year in 2026, you need to do the work now to get to that point. You need to replenish the farm system that's been depleted over the past couple of years by trading these guys on expiring contracts. And also, to your point, Jason, see what you have in some of these young guys where you're not going
to
make.
But we've been talking for 2 weeks about when they eventually bring somebody up to Norfolk to start because they just get sick of Cade, or somebody gets hurt, or it's just time to look, we all agreed McDermott would be the guy who makes more sense. But it's going to be Rodgers, and it's not going to be Rodgers because Rodgers is killing it in AAA. Rodgers, the start that Elias was gushing about privately because he went seven innings, he gave 11 hits to the Louisville Bats. Like, so it's never been good down there.
Had a good first inning last night.
I mean, like, it's never... Really been good down there, but of course, he's the one we're going to see first. We're going to see him, and he gave up 27 hits in 20 and two-thirds innings his last four starts in AAA with a .288, .340, .406 slash line and an .830 OPS against him with International League hitters. But we're going to see him instead of McDermott because they've got more invested in him because they want to try to make it look like they didn't get destroyed by the Marlins in a trade. That's a sunk cost. It's a sunk cost. It's over. You're never winning it. Let's start to see what McDermott could be. I think he's a reliever.
Orioles and the Rays trying to get the split today, fourth of a four-game series coming up tonight at 7:30. Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter at 6. Charlie Morton on the mound for the O's tonight. But coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. We can talk the Orioles. Like that loss yesterday, brutal. What did you think about what you watched last night? Is it time to start trading, guys? Do you agree with us on that? We can talk about Jair Alexander. The Ravens getting Jair Alexander. What do you think of the signing? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Talking O's or Ravens, as they're both in the news for different reasons. Let's head out to the phone lines as we start with Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for my phone call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. That was pathetic last night, man. That was just... Hey, I was feeling so good when they went up 8-0. I was like, man, the O's are really back, man. We about to make a run at this thing. You know, we're going to be probably five games out of the wild card after this win. And then things just collapsed, man. I went to a bar last night. I ran into Tim.
Yeah.
You know, it was what? it was tied up 8-8, man, when we shut down. I was like, oh, man. I was like, man, it just got worse from there. I had to get up out of there, man. But I don't know, man. I thought Rodgers was back after that game in Boston, man. But he definitely fooled me. So I don't know where to go from here, man. Any news to where Tyler Wells or Suarez is going to be back? Maybe they can
Wells,
help.
They're talking.
You know,
they're talking about Wells, but he's missed so much time. And Suarez,
haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
By the way, Rashawn, why do you have time to watch the games when it looks like, at least according to social media, you're constantly getting into fights on the streets of different cities?
Jeez.
Hey, yeah, man. You know, I was in Austin this past weekend, man. Me and my boy Dustin, man. You know, and then, you know, they can't control their alcohol. They don't know how to handle alcohol down there, you know. So,
where were you?
Hey, Austin, Texas.
You know. Oh, Austin, Texas. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You fighting
Austin,
Cowboys?
Texas, man. Wild play. No, I wasn't fighting, man. You know, I don't get drunk, so I'm just recording all the drama and everything. I'm
gotcha.
Like TMZ, you know. So
he is like Rashawn. Thanks, man. He is literally like TMZ. It comes up on my feed, and it's never him, but it's somebody. He did refer to someone as a refrigerator once, though. That was good. That was in Buffalo. Alas, let's go to Rob in Delaware. Rob, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, my question is, so we had a what was it, 91 season last season? And then 101 season the season before that.
Yeah,
we can't recruit. We can't get any big names to come to Baltimore.
They don't want big names.
I don't want that. Yeah, they don't want press conferences. Press conferences are for losers. We want Baseball America rankings, and we want a salary cap.
Well, I guess my thing is, like, when you sign players like Tyler O'Neill and what's the person we got going for tonight?
Charlie Morton.
Eric Chuck.
Like, Is that literally your answer to this season? That's going to take us over the hump from not winning a playoff game last season. Like that can't be your answer coming into the season.
It was.
Well, the crazy the crazy part of it is nobody except for them thought it was the answer. It's been even worse than we thought it was going
to
be.
Like they're, you know, they like to use the baseball gods, you know, as the excuse for why they can't win in October. If last night wasn't the baseball gods telling you, "Hey, moron, sell."
Yeah.
What could be more like it's screaming out to you, you built a Fugazi team, now start fixing it.
Chopper's in Sykesville. Chopper, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. And suddenly I've got some bad service, so sorry if I dropped the call. Derek, right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Coming through fine.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, no, we got you. We got you.
Okay, good. Sorry. Hey, yeah, so I'm not too worried about last night's game because I already stopped watching a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't want them to lose a single game until the day after the trade deadline because I don't want anybody in that warehouse having any hope in buying at the deadline. We just have to stay focused on selling. Here's my question. I read the Athletic piece too with that big board. Are we already at a disadvantage simply because Michael Elias isn't going to be the one to pick up the phone and call the other GMs and say, "What will you give me for Ramon Urias, Ryan O'Hearn, et cetera?"
Yeah.
I've always assumed that the other GMs, knowing there's a deal to be made, will call him, and it'll be okay. They'll say, "Hey, I want Ramon. Here's what we'll give you for him. What do you consider?" But are we already kind of screwed because the selling GM isn't the one to initiate that contract?
That's a good question. I don't know that he knows how to market talent. That's why you can go back over a month ago where I'm asking people like Bowden and Duquette, "Hey, am I crazy? Because I've covered sports for 30 years. And I know a lot of GMs who are successful in a lot of different teams, a lot of different sports." And so, like, if I was Mike Elias, I would literally send an email to every GM and every team president and every owner so the GM can't lie about saying, "Come see us. We're not waiting until July 4th, let alone the trade deadline. I got a lot of work to do. I'm trying to keep my job. I'm trying to keep my owner satisfied, and our season is a loss. So come see me before you do anything." That, and they all agreed, absolutely, that's what you do. Do I think he'll do that? I doubt it, because again, he doesn't do the right thing, but like, yeah, there's no reason to keep it a secret. You should be shaking your ass in front of everybody. Well, come see me.
Yeah, Bone. Nice. Yeah.
She was twerking like the Bone the other
day.
Yes,
yes.
It was not twerking.
Yeah, that was a half twerk.
Yeah, it was a twerk.
We've really buried the lead here, though, because like we did not get Rayshon setting the scene for how. Did you have a gal on each shoulder when you saw him at the bar?
Or no, what was, no.
Were you holding court?
No, I was with one friend.
Oh.
Yeah. Was he married?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. It's talk about on brand.
Rayshon was where to go after work yesterday.
Yes. TV vapes?
Yeah. I told you.
They helped Jason, and now they'll help you. Let's go to Robert.
And gave you a lead, and
Pikesville.
You did nothing with it.
Robert, you're on the Fan.
It was a lead.
Robert? No, Robert. How about Scott in Annapolis? Scott, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure. Hey.
I'm going to say this one time, and a lot of people might not agree with this, but I really think that JLC needs to be the next GM of the Orioles. He might not like this. He might not want that position. He might not like all everything's taken over, but guess what? JLC is going to tell everybody what it's about, what it's like, and he's going to get moves done.
Scott, I want to stop you for a second because I think the big problem here is I think sometimes you need to have emotion to be a general manager, and Jason lacks the proper emotion that it takes to
we
be an executive.
Put it in him, man. Give him some caffeine, here's man. The thing. Come on, we need him.
We've done the work, brother. And I know they listen over there. Yes. Lord knows they listen.
They do, yes. Man.
Like, we gave him a six-pack of people that they could bring in right now. Like, I don't need to do it. There's plenty of people who could do it. I'm not cut out to do it. Now
you're not going to have to do it, but you're the man to do it.
I will say this.
You're the man for the job.
I will
Jason.
Say this. Team president, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Team president, I will throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah,
for that. Team president.
JLC for president.
We clean a lot of things up. 3 months, we will turn the place around.
JLC for president.
I'm not cut out to run baseball operations.
Team president.
Yeah, I could turn. We could turn it around real quick, Uncle Ruby.
I don't think he'd do as well as
I got ideas and promotions. I got Yeah, I know who should stay.
Well, that's a high bar.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do better.
He's
than
He's not
Sashi.
Getting a black ring at the Canary Yards.
I would guarantee you make me team president of the Orioles. I get a ring before Sashi.
Whoa.
And he's got a huge head start.
Wow.
He's got a huge head start.
That,
my farm system's in decline. We haven't produced any international kids with 7 years of this GM. I will lap him.
Wow. Wow.
Jeez.
Hey,
I'll work
next.
Cheaper too. When I pay me half of what they're paying him,
yeah.
And then just give me the rest in incentives.
There you go.
Oh,
for winning.
Okay.
And ticket sales,
yes,
increasing, yeah. And better giveaways.
Yes.
And I got some ideas about Masson. And yeah, No. We can do this.
I got some ideas for giveaways. That's coming up at 4:30. But coming up next.
I'll Thursday. Go hire a good GM. Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
They seemingly can't.
No, they cannot. Lucy Burge, IA Hall of Famer, best bets from DraftKings next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.